It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, sometimes we as Christians, we sometimes get the idea that we're just all alone. But that there's nothing further from the truth as that. And the Bible teaches us that when Jesus, before he was crucified, he said, "I'm not going to leave you without a comforter." The Holy Spirit has come to live with us, those of us who have been born again. The Holy Spirit is here. In fact, the Holy Spirit lives within us. The Bible says that if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His. In other words, when a person gets saved, they have the Holy Spirit of God living within them. God has not left us here alone by ourselves. And He's also given us the Word of God. He's given us the things that we need in order to be able to combat the workers of darkness, the evil of this world. And we've been studying about that in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. We've seen so much in this chapter, so much in this book, so much in the epistle of Ephesians that was written to the church at Ephesus. Now, Paul penned it down, but the words that he pens down, this is what God wants, and he wanted them to have, and he wants us to have today. He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." He hasn't forsaken us. Things may be bad. I don't know what you're going through, but look at it like this. We're one day closer to being with our Heavenly Father. We're one day closer to being with our Lord, the one who saved us, the one who shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. So we have nothing to fear, and we have nothing to look down upon, but everything to look forward to, because one day we're going to see our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And for some of us, that may be sooner than for others. But whatever it is, God is waiting for us. Jesus Christ is waiting to welcome us in and say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I pray that you're serving Him today with all that is within you. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. Now, we looked at this last time. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And we looked at several things in this. And Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2 says, "When in time past you walked according to the course of this world." We listened to these evil spirits at one time, and we did what they wanted us to do. It says, "When in time past ye," that's speaking to a Christian. Christians walk this way, the same way that the unsaved are walking today. "When in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." That's the devil. That's Satan himself. People listening, and I made mention that the devil cannot be in more than one place at a time. So therefore, he has many evil spirits working for him that go about trying to cause trouble and leading people astray. It says we were like that, being led astray at one time, and it goes on according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That's those people who refuse Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But remember, we were once like them. We were once like the people who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We were lost. We're on our way to a devil's hell, to the lake of fire. But thank God Jesus saved us. And we're now on our way to heaven. So once again, these people who are not saved, they need help. They need our help. And they need the one who is really going to give them the help that they need, and that's Jesus, the one who died for them. And we need to let people know that Jesus saves. Well, once again, as we look into these verses about the evils of darkness, those people and evil spirits that work evil in this world and cause people to go astray. See, the empire of evil principalities has by all their omnipotence, in other words, their knowing, admiration for things of the past, by all the power of selfish, corrupt, and base passions, prolong the perverted religious principles of darkness. They constantly do this. And the devil uses men and women who are not saved to spread the darkness. And it's sad that he actually influences people who are saved at times to influence other individuals in the wrong way. I spoke about this before, how that there are individuals who are leading others astray, knowingly or unknowingly. And the reason this is happening is because of the evil spirit that is in this world. No empire has been so extended or has continued so long as that is the empire of darkness. And there's nothing on earth that is as difficult to destroy. And yet the apostle says that it was on that kingdom of evil that the church at Ephesus was to declare war on. And he's telling us that today, that we're to declare war on. Put on the whole armor of God, the Bible says in Ephesians. See, against that kingdom of evil, the kingdom of the Redeemer was to be set up, and the devil did everything in his power to try and stop Jesus from coming into this world. And one day the kingdom of Jesus Christ will be set up on this earth. He will be the ruler. Nothing will stop that. I notice that when he speaks of the Christian warfare here, when God speaks of this through the Apostle Paul, he refers to the contest with the powers of the dark kingdom. He regards each and every Christian as a soldier to wage war on it in whatever way he could and wherever he could attack it. We're never to be in retreat. The contest, therefore, was not primarily with men, as the Bible is teaching us here, or with the internal corrupt propensities of the soul. It was with this vast and dark kingdom that had been set up over mankind. See, I do not regard this passage, therefore, as having a primary reference to the struggle which a Christian is confronted with, and that is, with his own sinful corrupt tendencies. I don't look at this like that. It's a warfare on a large scale with the entire kingdom of darkness that is over the entire world. Yet, in maintaining the warfare, the struggle will be with such proportions of that kingdom as we come in contact with it. It will actually relate to, first of all, to our own sinful corrupt tendencies. In other words, it's going to influence us. These tendencies, which are actually part of the kingdom of darkness. Remember, we were once like the unsaved. But sometimes those things creep back into the life of a Christian, and we can't let that happen. And the only way that we can overcome that is through the Word of God, by the Holy Spirit. Something else. We will also be confronted with the evil passions of others, their pride, ambition, and spirit of revenge, which are also a part of that kingdom of darkness. We will be confronted with the evil customs, laws, opinions, services, and pleasures of the world, which are also a part of that dark kingdom. We will be confronted with error, superstition, false doctrine, which are also a part of that kingdom. And we'll be confronted with the wickedness of the heathen world, the sins of darkened nations, also a part of that kingdom. Wherever we come in contact with evil, whether in our own hearts or elsewhere, there we are to make war. We're not to retreat. We're to march forward. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's church. That's us. So therefore, we are not to retreat. We are not to be on the defense. We're to be on the offense. We're to charge. We get the job done. Well, that verse that we've been studying here, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it goes on to say this, against spiritual wickedness. In other words, or wicked spirits. Literally, the spiritual things of wickedness. But the reference is undoubtedly to evil spirits and to their influences on earth. The Bible says in high places, there's spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, the plural of the word places is used to signify the heavens, the sun, moon, other stars and planets, and then the lower heavens, the sky, the earth, represented as the seat of evil spirits. Once again, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 2, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world. according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now, the evil spirits are evidently occupying the upper parts of the air and are there to exert a sinister influence on the affairs of man. That's their stronghold. But I fear and I see daily how that their stronghold is becoming stronger, and they're here. The stronghold is here, not only in the air around us, but on the earth itself. And it's against these evil spirits and all their wicked influences that Christians are called to challenge. Whatever way the power of these corrupted beings is put forth, whether in the popularity of vice and error, of superstition and illusions, of infidelity, atheism, or of doubting the scriptures, of evil customs and laws, of evil trends and opinions. We are to make war on all these forms of evil and never to yield in the warfare that is set before us. We're never to give up. We're to keep on keeping on. We're not to throw in the towel when things get rough. We're to keep on going on. We're to stand up for our Lord and Savior. He is the one who gives us the strength. He is the captain. He's the one who says, don't retreat, charge. Go forward. Front the evil head on. And let people know that you're a saved person, that you're on your way to heaven, that you serve the Lord, that you serve the one who is the creator of this world. Now, he didn't create the sin. He created the things that we know that did not exist before, that he said in his word that in the beginning God created. Jesus Christ is God. God created this world. He created everything. And then man got involved and man's hand touched it and everything was corrupted. Now, of course, the devil came in and he influenced man. We know that by going back and reading the scriptures, the Garden of Eden, how that he tempted that man and woman there and how that they gave in. But it wasn't the woman the reason sin entered into the world. It was by the man. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And I've said this before. Don't you blame Adam for your sin. It's your sin. It's your sin that will keep you out of heaven if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It's your sin that will send you to a devil's hell and later on to go into the lake of fire. The Bible says that God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son into this world that if you would believe in him, you would not perish but have everlasting life. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to bow your head now and say, Lord, I've changed my mind about how to get to heaven. I know you're the only way. Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's you. I don't care how bad you've been. I don't care how good you've been. You need to get saved. You need Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're never going to be good enough on your own to get into heaven. All of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags in the sight of God, according to the Scriptures. That's us personally. Each one of us has to make a decision whether we want to go to heaven or go to hell. And I pray that you've made a decision right now to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart. Trust him today. Lord, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior right now.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.